Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you can find all of WNYC's coverage of recent events on Wall Street on the homepage at WNYC.org. The financial crisis may make it more likely that Mayor Bloomberg will try to decide to amend term limits to let him run for a third term next year. A lot of people like his leadership on the financial issue and, of course, with his financial background. And he is reportedly trying to strike a deal with city council. He hasn't said anything officially yet. If that happens, the mayor will face a new debate over the issue that he first tried to build his mayoral reputation on, education. He won mayoral control of the schools away from the old semi-independent Central Board of Education and from the local school districts around the city, something previous mayors had tried and failed to do. The state legislature will soon have to approve a renewal of mayoral control, whether Bloomberg is reelected or not. And a major new report takes stock of how well this has worked. It comes from a commission chaired by New York City public advocate Betsy Gottbaum, who joins me now, along with commission member and parent advocate Jackie Wyans. Welcome back, both of you, to WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And first, Betsy Gottbaum, before we get to schools, is your office doing anything with respect to the financial crisis this week? Is this in your bailiwick?
Well, it's in my bailiwick for two reasons. One, because we are really the office to be worried about the little guy, the little person who has no place to turn. So I have been saying I'm very concerned about what's going on for those people that are hit that don't have the means to don't have big means for savings and things like that, that may be in real trouble. So we have to be very careful about making sure that our food pantries and soup kitchens are stocked, and that those people who are on fixed incomes and who may have problems, that somebody we need to make sure that they're okay, because those are the people that my office really worries about more than anything. Second thing is I am a trustee of the New York City Pension Fund, and I think that the controller and the trustees, of which I'm one, have made some very good decisions. Yesterday, the controller decided that we would no longer lend securities to some of the firms where they sold them short. It's a practice that goes on all over the country, but because this selling short seems to have a very negative effect on how prices get depressed, stock prices get depressed, we decided at NYSERS not to do that. So in two areas I'm very concerned, and obviously I'm concerned for New York.
All right. Education. You seem to like mayoral control based on this report, but you think he has a little too much control. Yes?
Yes. I'm very much in favor of mayoral control. I admire the mayor for taking control of the Department of Education. Many others had tried to do it. No one did it. I think it has worked in some ways, but I think our commission, made up of 10 commissioners, really worked almost a year to interview people all over the city, stakeholders, parents, people involved with education. And this report is a compilation of what they found. This is not a criticism of Mayor Bloomberg and Chancellor Klein. This is a blueprint for the future. And yes, we found, of all of the people that came to us, everybody, almost everybody, I think there were two exceptions, did not want more checks on the mayor, on the mayoral control.
Did not want more checks on the mayor.
They did want more checks on the mayor.
Jackie Wyans, let me turn to you. You're a parent advocate. You've done that. You're an education consultant now, and you're a commissioner on this Commission on School Governance. What did you think was the most important finding?
Oh, my. It's hard to narrow it down to just one thing. But as a parent with three kids in the public school system, I will just go right into the parent piece. And that is, we were clear through the testimony and the hearings that the law needs to guarantee more opportunity for meaningful input by parents on behalf of their children. Parents are so frustrated that there isn't a place for them to, express concerns or acquire information, especially when it comes to policy.
What would you change? Many people say that the education system is working a lot better now than it did in the old days, and that there was just so much dysfunction in the 32 local school districts, and the Board of Education just wasn't accountable, that whatever problems Mayor Bloomberg has, whatever people don't like about Joel Klein, things are starting to move forward in a way that they're afraid will get gummed up if you start to disperse control again.
Right. Like, we in no way want to go back to the way things were. And even as the public advocate has stated, that there are many things that are working in mayoral control. But to give you an example, when you have parents who understand that the community school district is the place where that is their local area of power that they can go. When that's eliminated and there are no superintendents, there's no district office that has power to help you through problems, parents immediately felt on the outside of the process. So that's something that needs to be reestablished and put back into place on the local level.
But what does that mean in practice? That's a theoretical, structural loss of input, loss of power. But Betsy Gottbaum, what hasn't gotten done because parents have less clout that should have gotten
done? Well, it actually really isn't a question of clout, Brian. It's more a question of parents don't know where to go to get information. And right now, they come to, for example, to Jackie's organization. They come to the public advocate's office because often they just don't know how to find out what's really going on. Likewise, I've interviewed or talked to or spent a lot of time out in schools, and many principals throughout the system feel that the fact that the superintendents really aren't supervising them anymore is a problem. They really want supervision. They want to be able to turn to someone to help them. Now, what was suggested in the report is you go back to a district superintendent system where a superintendent is in charge of a geographical location with staff and with people who are there to answer questions, to respond to various things like, why is my school getting a smaller school in it? Why did my school get an A? Why did my school get a D? What can I do about special ed? All of those questions that are very localized, there should be a place where parents can go. They don't feel there is a place now. So that's one thing. And the other side of that is you need superintendents who are in charge of districts, who can supervise the principals, who can then be there for the parents with their staff. We're not saying we want to go back to that old system of elected school boards. We're very clear about that. But we do feel there has to be a system where there is some kind of an entity, what we call them the CECDs, they're called that, which will then be representative of all the parents who can work with the principal, but still on that basic geographical level of a district. And I think those districts should be contiguous with the community boards. Frankly, I think that would be a really smart thing to do in a charter change, and for city council-matic districts. They should all be the same geographic district. And I think we'd see a lot more efficiency.
And so looking at the specific recommendations in your report, you say in no uncertain terms that mayoral control should be continued. The mayor should be able to appoint the chancellor, not anybody else. But recommendation 7 here, Jackie Wayans, is that the state legislature should set standards based on the principles established in the Budget and Reform Act of 2007 for meaningful public input in the adoption of education policies and practices at the citywide, community, and school levels. How would state law mandate that? What would that look like? How would that bring parents in? Because a lot of the times, you know, the problem in the school is that the parents aren't involved enough, except for a few who have very strong opinions.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I'm not sure that I can answer all of it because a lot of it does have to do with what the legislature is going to sit down and decide ultimately here. But what we have to be concerned with is not negating the democratic process, and that means you have to have a venue for parents to express their views. You need to have decision makers available to actually sit and listen and take the time to consider those views, and then when policy is created, to have those public venues available so that they can explain to the parents the process of what is going to happen. And so public hearings are things that need to be brought back, you know, agendas, calendars that clearly outlay what's going to be on the lines for discussion and topic well in advance so that parents can be there and make the time to be there.
What's the reaction been so far? This report has been out for about a week now from the mayor and from the state legislature.
Well, first of all, the state legislature has not reacted as a body because they're not in session. Although yesterday I testified before the state Senate commission, their reaction was they were listening very intently, and I felt that there will be other commissions, other reports coming out about this issue. And the city council has one that will be coming out. The UFT has one. So all of those reports will be taken into consideration by the legislature. I plan also to keep talking to the legislature, to be talking to Kathy Nolan, who asked me to put this commission together.
Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan.
And State Senator Malcolm Smith, I've spent time with, talked to him about it. So all that's important. The mayor's reaction somewhat surprised me because the mayor said no changes whatsoever. No changes whatsoever. Everything is fine. We've got to keep it the way it is. Now, I can only say, Brian, I sat in on all of these hearings and testimonies. We interviewed over 100 people with about two exceptions. To be fair, people that agree with the mayor believe that there have to be some changes and some checks and some balances. And the mayor said, absolutely none. I don't think that's realistic because the legislature is probably going to listen more to its constituents about what they want to happen.
Maybe that's a bargaining position. Last question.
Could be.
Do you support the idea of amending the term limits law to allow the mayor, city council members, yourself as public advocate would be term limited out at the end of next year? Maybe you want to run for mayor and don't want to stay in your job. Do you support that idea of extending it for another 4 years?
First of all, I want to say this is in no way a criticism of the mayor or the city council. But I believe that because the public has said in two referendums that they believe that there should be only two terms for elected officials, that unless we do it by referendum, if we do it via the city council, I'm really against that. I feel that it's
because it was voted in by the people
in
a referendum.
So bring it back to the people. Let the people decide. Whatever they decide is fine with me. But I'm very much against doing it via the city council.
Public advocate Betsy Gottbaum and Jacqueline Wayans, consultant, parent advocate, and another member of the Commission on School Governance. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will observe Parking Day, where people go to parking spots and turn them into parks. Stay tuned.